ski trip to Italy. Italy, despite all of the viral-related activity in Italy. After which, he returned to resume his duties as a physician in a hospital. Radio Parallax is unable to confirm the rumor that Donald Trump is contemplating removing Tony Fauci and replacing him with this guy. But would that surprise you?
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be.
Anyway, this program was produced by Edward McMillan. You've been listening to Radio Parallax, and we plan to have out another session of this program in the next, let's say, 3 days. So everybody, stay safe, stay home as much as you can, wash your hands, and take a look at all those tasks you've been meaning to do for the past few years but never seem to get around to doing. Well, now's the time.
And I love someone who's near to me. I'm a loser. What I appear to be. Although I laugh and I act like a clown, beneath this mask I am wearing a frown.
You are tuned to listener-supported community radio at 90.1 KZFR Chico, KZFR.org, World Wide Web, on your phone, hopefully. Stay tuned for Butte Views and Beyond. My name is Ray Lager. I'll be your host this afternoon here on Butte Views and Beyond. Made possible by you, the KZFR supporter, and by Friends of the Arts, your state local partner to the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunity by producing and supporting events and publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter. To stay in the know or have your event listed, visit friendsof.art. Friendsof.art. And by Dr. Mac, your traveling Apple products expert. Dr. Mac trains you to maximize all your Apple products, and it can assist with setup, data transfer, troubleshooting, and repair, including critical updates and malware removal. Kevin Mallory is Dr. Mac, the technical doctor that still makes house calls. And you can find Dr. Mac on Facebook or at 530-386-2616. Ken Clark, Eternal Funk, our theme song here at Butte Views and Beyond. And through the magic of radio, I'd like to welcome our first guest, Rachel Simmons from Chico Performances. Hey, Rachel, how are you tonight?
Hi, I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking time to be with us on this beautiful spring evening.
Gorgeous day out.
Yeah, really nice. So, obviously with everything that's happening, I thought this would be a nice opportunity. I know you guys have, you're so busy putting events on and then having to throw the brakes on and then plan for the future. I thought it might be interesting to talk about a little bit how things are going, how you guys are doing over there, first of all.
Sure.
And it's got to be a lot on the staff.
It's great. I mean, the team is doing really well. We are getting used to the new normal, all working remotely from home and Zooming in and seeing each other via conference call several times a day. So we're getting used to it, but definitely a change of pace. But everyone is healthy and doing well.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, I've become an expert on Zoom in the last 2 days myself. So yeah.
I think many of us have.
Have you discovered that you can have a virtual backdrop if your computer has the capacity?
You know, I have seen that. One of my coworkers came in and was snorkeling. So
yeah.
There was an aquarium around her.
I know. It's pretty cool. anyway, so how far out have you guys gone in your postponements or cancellations?
Sure. So we have canceled the remainder of the Chico Performance's spring season. So we don't have anything on the books right now, but we are actively booking our 2020-2021 season, which we're still on pace right now to announce in July. Obviously, it's kind of on a case-by-case basis with agents and acts and performers to figure out. Everyone's really trying to figure out together, you know, where we go with this. And there are so many unknowns at this point. But right now, we are pushing forward, and we're booking the next season.
Well, that's good to hear. So you'll have you're still going to do your magazine come in the summer and that kind of thing?
Yes. Yeah, so right now, actually, I'm working with our designer. I worked with her earlier this week, and we are putting together arts and ideas, and we are just pushing forward hopefully this whole pandemic will be in the rearview mirror soon, but we're pushing forward and planning just like we would for any other season.
Yeah, it's it's lucky that you have a venue and a staff and a crew and an in-house sound and all those things too, because that takes out a little bit of the complication of the equation.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, and we are definitely taking the lead of university administration, who has been taking the lead of Butte County Public Health and the state and national guidelines on all of this. So, a lot of players at the table and a lot of communication happening to make sure everyone is safe and as healthy as possible.
Yeah, that's good to hear. And again, you think about just the stress level that's added onto everyday people, you know, trying to deal with this and keep it going. You don't want to be forgotten, you know. It's an interesting dance that has to happen.
It definitely is. And so right now, you know, a lot of our communication has shifted from, you know, promoting the next events in our season to communicating or further amplifying the message that the university is putting out. But then also on our social media, we're trying to do some really fun things to hopefully give people a little bit of joy in their day. And so we're sharing some free ways that you can be involved with arts and culture through other organizations. Like the Met right now is doing free evening opera screening. So we're sharing that on our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So a lot of opportunities. Hopefully we can bring some joy to people's days, because it is such a stressful time.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's great. And that's on the Chico, is that just Chico Performances Facebook?
Yeah. So if you go on to Facebook and just search Chico Performances, or on Twitter or on Instagram, we're on all three. So we're getting that message out there and just trying to share some ways that people can be entertained and still engaged in the art.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot of my musician friends on Facebook and that, and I've been doing it also, just kind of sharing some stuff, and a lot of pop-up performances happening in people's extra bedrooms or whatever in their backyard, you know.
definitely. We are having to get creative.
yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, it seems like some of these things that we do are just institutionalized, like rock solid, and it's just amazing how everything is, the things that it's affecting, I guess, is what really kind of surprises me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so widespread. I mean, from the work that we do at Chico Performances to our kids' schools to our jobs, everything looks different, and everyone is impacted in so many ways right now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's good to know that you're planning for next year, and you got any bands you want to show us a peek behind the curtain on, or is it too early for that?
So I can definitely tease a couple of things.
Oh,
we're
good.
Definitely in full swing planning an outdoor festival for the fall.
Oh, really?
And that'll be a free festival open to the public and the community. We have confirmed a British rocker who is also a knight. Let's see, what else do we have?
Wait a minute. Sir somebody?
We have some chamber music.
Sir Paul McCartney? No, you didn't hear that rumor here.
I wish, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what the boss has up his sleeve and what he's negotiated.
Yeah.
But we're set to announce all of these, like I said, mid-July right now. And we're, you know, pushing along and hoping for the best. And hopefully, you know, our season is looking much the same as it would in previous seasons.
All right. I have a guess for that rocker. Should I say it or should I just keep it to myself?
You can take a guess.
I'm going to guess John Mayall.
Okay, well, the good news is you can't see me right now, so my terrible poker face wouldn't be showing.
Okay, good. I heard an interview with him recently, and I thought, oh, yeah, he got knighted too. Huh? So it sounds like you're bringing back. Now, is the outdoor festival, is that going to be kind of in the spirit of Chico World Fest?
We're looking at kind of revamping that and kind of reimagining that, definitely. But same time of year, definitely same style.
Same style, same general location, possibly, maybe different, maybe different acts or whatever.
Yeah, we'll definitely utilize the beautiful grounds on campus.
Yeah, that's
that we're so lucky to have.
Yeah, and that's a really great spot for like kind of like that little mini festival. It's just big enough, you know. It's just small enough.
Close to downtown and the restaurants, and people can really make a whole day or a whole weekend out of it.
Oh yeah, I know. I love that you can just walk into town, go run around, take a break, come back. And again, it's wide open, so that's great.
Absolutely.
That's
great. And go downtown and support those restaurants and shops and businesses who need our support so badly right now, too.
Yeah, they definitely do. And I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, it's impacting a lot of people's, you know, just not the restaurants. Think of all the workers. Think of their families. You know, it's a big deal what's happening. And, you know, Chico is in we're not a stay-at-home kind of place. So this is a little interesting. And I know it's affected a lot of our underwriters in particular as well. So my recommendation is if you can support them, call them first. Find out if they're doing curbside. Make sure they're open and that they're happening. And tell them KZFR sent you and wish them the best because it's important to keep these going. You know, the trickle down hasn't really started to occur yet, I don't think. And it's probably going to be three or 4 weeks. Till we start to really feel it, where people that have gotten laid off or whatever, you know, it says like, oh well, you're going to collect unemployment. It's not the same, trust me. And it doesn't go as far, and you're caught in the bureaucracy for weeks and weeks and weeks. So we want to try to cushion that as much as possible.
Absolutely, I know I'm taking the night out of the kitchen, and we're doing takeout ourselves.
Oh yeah, there you go. Well, and you know. If you do have a computer or something at home, you know, you don't have to subscribe to a service. There's a ton of stuff on YouTube. There's great movies. There's all kind of stuff that's a click of the mouse away, and it doesn't cost you anything extra.
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many things free and streaming right now to get your fix for arts and entertainment, for sure.
Yeah, matter of fact, yesterday I just learned how to take heavy water stains off of a granite tile top. I can't wait.
We're learning so many things right now with all of our sudden free time.
I'll tell you, my house will never be cleaner, and the weeds in my backyard, they shiver when they see me coming.
Well, maybe we'll all be a little better for this, right?
Yeah, well, that's true. There we go. We'll get ourselves back in line. Hey, thank you so much for taking time and joining us today, and best of everybody over there at Chico Performances. You guys are a mainstay in the community, and we all wish you and all the crew, you know, all the great people, Chris and Steven and everybody, wish you guys the best.
Thank you. We're excited to be back in the fall and bring people back to the stage and enjoying shows at Laxon.
All righty. Well, have a nice weekend and enjoy the sunshine while we got it.
Thank you, Ray. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We are going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be back in just a minute here on Butte Views and Beyond. right. Hope you're digging that a little bit. Beyond the Bluebird, Tommy Flanagan and Kenny Burrell on guitar right here on KZFR, Butte Views and Beyond. Thanks for tuning in. We would like to welcome John Pearson from Chico Velo. John, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, man.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Of course. Happy to be here.
So you guys have had to postpone the Wildflower. Do you have a new date set for that? Or?
You know what? We don't. So this is actually the first time in, honestly, like 39 years that we have had to postpone that event. So it's a pretty monumentous thing for us. And obviously, these are particular unique times that we have found ourselves in with the virus and everything else going on. So we're still pretty cautious about putting any sort of dates out there, setting anything in stone, because it's changing, you know, honestly, by the day. And we don't want to string people along, and we certainly don't want to cancel twice on people. So we want to be very kind of proactive and thoughtful about how we're approaching the situation. So we don't. Long-winded answer to say no, we don't have a date yet.
Well, I think it's wise. You know, I'm involved in other events, and people are like, well, let's just kick it back 2 weeks. And I'm thinking, I don't think that's going to do it.
No, and honestly, I think, you know, it's not just us. I think all of tourism, all of hospitality in general is going to really have to think really long term and think about what this year looks like. And I think there's going to need to be collaboration on everybody's part to try to make things like this work. And it may not look the same, may not feel the same, you know, might even call it something different than the Wildflower. But if we can all work together to get something on the calendar that's working for the community, you know, maybe that's the right thing to do. Maybe not. We just have to kind of wait and see.
Yeah, no, I agree. I know that you guys are involved also with Explore Butte County, which is a great asset in helping coordinate kind of the overall marketing of events in the area.
Yeah, and they've been a huge resource, not just for Velo, but also I think for this entire county, you know, coming off of the campfire last year and really kind of helping the Paradise community, you know, with a we're open for business kind of messaging and bringing people in and really kind of celebrating some of the recreation things that this area has to offer. They've been such a great just support and vehicle for a lot of that. And so I think, you know, as we go through another one of these kind of unique situations, they're going to be a real huge help to kind of bring a lot of the partners together, but also really support that tourism side of the industry too.
Yeah. Now, how are you guys doing office wise? Are you guys, everybody okay over there and stuff? Or,
you know, we kind of, for better or worse, we're a small and mighty team. So it was not like we had a huge team and a lot of operations that we needed to kind of work with or work through. So everybody is home at this point. We're all working kind of remotely. The office is pretty much shut down. The hard part is, you know, we have people that have made merchandise orders or waiting for Wildflower T-shirts or whatever it might be. So just helping people in a timely fashion get what they need, but also just reminding people that it's just, you know, you got to be patient and we're not going to rush anything, including getting people T-shirts or whatever that might be. So
sure. Yeah. And I think that's I think that goes across the board. I know that's true.
It does, right?
over here as well. You know, we KCFR will continue to function, but it's lonely up here, which is good.
I bet. Yeah.
We try not to have more than two people like on the floor at the same time. You know, our office manager and all around Mr. Everything, Grant, is always the man. So he was in here working tonight when I got here. So it's definitely quiet time.
Yeah. You know, but that's been one of the interesting things for us. So a lot of what we do, whether it's the event or the bike valet at the Saturday Farmers Market, a lot of that is kind of these programs that help service community and also bring a lot of volunteers in. So, you know, one of our programs called Trailworks, we do really much, we're the sole, outside of the city, the sole organization that's doing trail stewardship and rehabilitation in Bidwell Park and Upper Bidwell. And we've had to cancel all of our work days because it wasn't responsible, you know, on that level to bring 10 or more people together to help work on these trails. So it's not just our office. I mean, a lot of what we touch and a lot of what we kind of have our outreach within the community, you know, it's bigger than we are, and it's a population that we want to keep safe and that we really acknowledge how valuable they are to us and to everything else that's happening. So it's been a lot of things. It's not just the office. It's most of our programs have been impacted at this point.
Yeah, sure. No, it's very true. And it's, you know, it just is what it is. It's unfortunate,
right.
But it'll swing back. Now, to people, you know, I think a lot of people are familiar with Chico Vela. At least we like to assume they are. But you want to
right.
You want to give them a quick synopsis here of what you guys are all about?
Sure. So the organization itself is about 40 years old. It was founded by Ed McLaughlin, really coming out of kind of this love for cycling, love for community, and a cycle club that then grew into an advocacy nonprofit. And that's really where we are now, is really, you know, 2020 for us is a building year where we're kind of moving into a very forward-thinking advocacy, infrastructure-based nonprofit with mission and values that we really want to help bring the community forward with. So along with that is the eventing side. So obviously the Wildflower, and there's been rides and events in the past, and those have kind of ebbed and flowed based on sustainability and value to the community, but also to the organization. And so we're kind of retooling some of that and looking at 2021 as kind of a rebranding refresh year as we pop out, hopefully with a little more, I don't know, proactive, but also thoughtful idea about how we operate. And then, so along with those, the events and the advocacy are some of these programs. So I mentioned Trail Works, which does this trail stewardship in Upper Bidwell. We've just kind of had this really great cohesive collaboration with Butte County. It's called LCI, but it's basically bicycle instructors who are teaching kids at schools, who are teaching, you know, adults. We're doing things to get people on bikes, to really get them out of cars and into people-powered transportation and recreation. And I think that's the key. And what we really want to be a part of is moving our community into the future. You know, we don't need more car lanes. We need more bike lanes. We don't need more, you know, routes where cars and bikes are working together. We need to build a really strong network of trails and paths. And how do we get people safely from one side of town to the other without having to get in a car, without having to turn on an engine? And I think that's where the future is. We've seen other communities do it, definitely in California, but all over the world. And we want to be really a part of that and kind of be, you know, that single source of truth for our community and that line of thought.
Yeah, and I mean, and Chico's the perfect. Actually, Butte County itself, and I thought it was my other question, is you guys do activities? You said partnering with the county outside of the city limits.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even if you look at the Wildflower is all over this county.
Oh yeah.
Right? So, and it's so we, you know, we are called Chico Velo, but it's a much more broad approach to the area, and I think you have to think about that, especially when you're on a mountain bike or when you're looking at these other communities. Paradise is a great example. There's so much to offer up there, and you can't just get, you know, you're too centric about it. It has to be a much more global outlook. And so we want to bring it to everybody, and there's a lot to learn. And, you know, we certainly don't have all the answers, so let's bring more voices to the table and let's bring as much kind of power as we can from everybody.
Yeah, you know, I often thought, you know, I lived in Paradise for many, many years. It's like, why aren't there like 1,000 mountain bikers up here on these logging trails, you know, on the week? I mean, it's just, there's so much space and it's huge.
It is. And I think that's, you know, it's kind of the blessing and the curse of our area is like we make this choice to live here because we love it. And the quality of life is so high with markets and outdoors and the park and the whole thing. But nobody really knows about that, you know, and we Explore Butte County is doing their best to do that. But a lot of that is just, I think we've kind of flown under the radar. You know, we don't have an airport. We don't have big conference centers. We don't have, you know, this huge highway that runs through town that brings everybody here. So it really has kind of been this hidden gem. And I think there's a lot that we can offer as a community, as this area, that as people are re-looking how they, you know, especially after this kind of crisis passes, how do we get back out there? How do we do it in a safe way? And I think Butte County has so much to offer that really falls into what I think is going to be important and valuable to people.
Yeah, I agree. I think that Butte County, if done right, could be a model for the future for everywhere. I mean, I really
do. It's so funny you said that. I literally had a conversation this morning with Jeff from Green Dot Transportation about that very thing. And it was, how do we use, you know, how do we put a silver lining on some of this stuff and really become the model and show how it can be done and then bring people from outside and show them how we did it? And then they can go model that in their communities and really grow from there. And I think you're right. Butte County has that opportunity. We just have to seize it.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, I mean, the campfire happened to us. So, but now we're at a point where we can start at baseline and rebuild in a way that, that is going to support generations to come and not short-sighted gains.
Exactly. And that's, you know, really, if you think of one of the foundational things for Chico Valley, that's it. Is how do we create a thoughtful and a environmentally, you know, sensitive model that people can jump into.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, I'll tell you, you know, you guys, Ed McLaughlin, he was a, you know, we can do a whole show just about Ed at some point.
Yeah, but, it would be great to hear the old stories, I think.
Yeah, for those lucky enough to have gotten to know him. But, you know, really has made Chico what it is, his work with the city council early on and getting the ears of people to put in bike lanes and these things and just keep it developing. And as, you know, Chico is going through a growth spurt. Marion yep. Park is up and happening. There's a lot of homes projected to be built out there on Bruce Road, and
right.
which I understand we need housing. I'm not this and that, but we definitely need to have bicycle ways to get around for kids, for recreation, for elderly. I think Butte County, I think Chico and Butte County is, and I've always thought this, it could be a retirement haven for people. For the climate, for the affordability, for the beauty of it, but got to get them out of their cars.
You do, and I think that's such a wonderful thought. I mean, a retirement haven, but imagine if you were able to, you know, grow up here, raise your kids here, and retire here, and the community was able to service all those aspects of your life in different ways, and you never had to really want or need for anything because it was thought out enough that it allowed for all that, and I think it would be great, you know.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
One of the hard part is, most people probably have one or two bikes that's sitting, you know, in their house, in their garage, in their apartment, and they don't ride it because either they don't know how to get from one place to another or they don't feel safe riding with cars. And I think that's the population that we have to reach, is how do we get these people who probably want to ride a bike but may not because they don't feel safe, how do we make them safe, and how do we make the community support that kind of decision making?
Yeah, no, I agree. And well, again, it plays right back into what's happening today. I went for a ride today over off of Lindo Creek over there on my Lindo Channel, and I saw more people on bicycles that I never see because I got my kind of time. And, you know, a lot of people are home and they're bringing these old bikes out, and they you know, you could tell that it's an old bike because it doesn't quite fit the person that's on it, you know.
Right, yeah.
And you know, and they're waving to you and stuff. And I thought, great, look, you know, people are getting out. It's fun to ride a bike. We, you know, as kids, what was more fun than a bike when you were 10? Well, you can have that same feeling when you're 60.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah, exactly. It's the best. And I think that what I hope is that momentum continues. Let's get people outside. Let's get people thinking about how to be safely recreating, whether it's on a bike or in the park, and just keep it going, man. How do we support you and how do we keep you on that bike?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's you know, you got to look for those silver linings out there, right?
You have to, yeah. Otherwise, it gets real dark.
Yeah. So if people want some information about you guys or volunteer or somebody wants to write you a big check, what do you do?
Lovely. We'll take all of it. so we have a website, chicovelo.org, and then you can email us at velo, V-E-L-O, at chicovelo.org. You can look us up on the internet. We're available. And, the website is a great way. It kind of steers you right where it needs to go. And like I said, we're a small team, so it might take us a minute to get back to you, but we'll get back to everybody as soon as we can. And then there is same thing on the website. There's information about the postponement of the Wildflower and all of our shipping and web store and everything else is still up and running. So.
All right. And I'm sure when the Wildflower or whatever event you guys are going to do after that, we'll be talking about it here on KZFR for sure.
Lovely. Yeah, we love our partnership with you guys, so let's keep it rolling.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for taking time tonight, and safe and sane, man. That's my new moniker, safe and sane.
Great. Yeah. Well, thanks for allowing me to come on and chat with you a little bit. Have a wonderful evening.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care.
All right, we're going to take another quick little musical break, and we'll have yet another guest here on Butte Views and Beyond. Thanks for tuning in. All right, a little vinyl there to keep you entertained here on Butte Views and Beyond. I would like to welcome our next guest. And, of course, we're doing this all remotely, so we're definitely keeping way more than 6 feet apart from each other here. Ryan Portier from Chico Certified Farmers Market. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you.
All right. Thank you, guys. And, again, you guys are able to kind of keep on going and keep providing the nutrition we need.
Yeah, you know, at the farmers market, we are committed to providing the community with healthy, nutritious, and fresh food. And so it's a tough time that everybody's in to find and get groceries. And it's really fantastic that, you know, we are deemed an essential service and that we can remain open to provide food to the community.
Yeah, that's great. And just on so many levels, you know, the food, the nutrition, the fact that it supports local farmers and local small business people throughout our community that in turn hire people, and the money stays right here in the region.
Yeah, exactly. You know, everybody's from Butte County, and the farmers, you know, they planned months ago for what they're selling at this weekend's market. So it wasn't like they could anticipate that anything like this would happen. Not that any of us could have anticipated it either.
Yeah, no, for sure. But so you guys are able to operating regular hours as usual, or?
We are operating regular hours as usual, but we definitely are taking some steps to make sure that we're providing a safe environment for our customers as well as all the farmers market vendors who are there selling their goods. So we've spaced the booths further apart than usual, and this Saturday our customers will notice that there's even more space because we've made a decision to remove the row of parking so that the farmers market will extend throughout that entire parking lot that there is more room and we can have more social distancing.
Oh, that's a great move right there.
And we got rid of the tables last weekend because we really don't want folks to stay and linger at the market. We want them to shop and get what they need and then get on with their days so that they're minimizing their contact with other people as much as they can.
Right. So kind of instead of, you know, it is a social scene at the right time. This
totally.
Just isn't that
yep.
time.
yep. And you know, it's a balance. Like last weekend, we asked the musicians not to play music because we didn't want it to feel like that hangout festival atmosphere that happens a lot of Saturdays. And it's a tough thing to do. I had to ask one of the musicians to move on, and it like broke my heart because so many people go to the market and it's a place where the community gathers. And,
yeah.
you know, right now we just have to let folks know that we can't hang out as much as we used to.
Right. It's more about being that essential service and getting people the food that they need.
Yep, exactly.
And letting the next person come along. You know, it's funny. I was walking to the mailbox today, and there was a couple walking down the sidewalk, and I stopped and stayed 6 or 8 feet apart and let them pass. And they looked up at me and smiled, and I thought, new reality, right?
I know. I've done the same thing. I'll walk in the dogs and notice some neighborhood kids riding their bikes, and I was like, man, okay, I'm gonna like, you know, cross the street so that way we avoid each other. Which it's weird, but it's what we all have to do to stay safe.
Yeah, it's kind of like two magnets with opposite poles. You know, they kind of push.
Yeah.
You can't get them quite. You can't get them 6 feet close together.
Yep.
So, how long have you been involved with the market?
So my husband and I, we own the Joker's Bakery. We sell cheesecake. People usually see us with our cheesecake hats on.
Okay.
Guys.
Yeah.
We've been with the market now for about 4 years, and I've been on the board. I was elected to the board just this January.
Okay. And do you also sell other places than the market?
Yeah, we sell, we're hoping the Thursday night market will start up again because that's another location where we sell. We don't have a retail storefront, so predominantly we get orders through our website and then we sell at the market. And then we also have, we had about a dozen wholesale accounts throughout Butte County. It's changed now. So
Right, I know.
So all that's in flux.
Yeah, you know, I was talking about this with Rachel earlier in the program about really, you know, trying to support these restaurants that are able to stay open, which is great, and they're doing, you know, either takeout or curbside or delivery. and all the people, jobs, neighbors, you know, that work there, and you know, as it trickles through our local economy.
Yeah, it's going to be a ripple effect, and we're already seeing that at the market. Some vendors have let us know that they may not be able to persist through this, and so we'll see our community change just like we did with the fire. But we're also committed to keeping the market open as long as we can, and to see this through and make sure that our community has access to healthy food.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, again, we all have to do it. We all have to go out and shop and do these things. You know, don't be shy. Wear some gloves.
Right.
You know, have your distancing. If you want to wear if you have a face mask, you want to wear a mask. Have some disinfectant. You know, throw the gloves away when you're done, but you have them through the day. There's a number of precautions to do. I think some people are like, I feel kind of weird walking around with gloves on or whatever. But hey,
we'll have gloves at the market for anybody. So if folks get there and they're like, oh gosh, I want to have some gloves before I touch vegetables or whatever, then stop by the manager's booth and you can get yourself a pair of gloves so that your hands are protected. Customers will also notice there are more hand washing stations. So feel free to wash your hands more while you're there shopping.
That's good to know.
So clean. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop by, pick up some gloves and social distance and stay healthy. I mean, it's almost, you know, it's a two-sided sword. We want to be cautious, but we don't want to be completely freaking out all the time and adding our stress level, which knocks down your immune system.
Right. And, you know, that's the conversation that we've been having on the board is how do we strike this balance between still keeping everything open and functioning, but also keeping it safe so that people are comfortable to shop and get what they need.
Yeah, and feel good about it. And, it's everybody's a little more patient, you know. You sometimes you have to line up to go in the store. I don't know if, you know, that's something coming also, I guess, as the crowds ebb and flow or whatever. But it's all right. Just hang out, you know.
Yep. We're going to try to ask folks to limit themselves to only, like, two people or three people in a booth as much as they can so that there isn't a crowd in one particular booth.
Sure.
You're right. Just be smart. Hang out for a little bit. And patience is what we all need to try and find a little bit these days, right?
Yeah, totally. And again, supporting those local farmers and local industries, and that's huge as it trickles through. And it also helps us keep a certain amount of normality in all of these rapidly changing times.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing that I really appreciate about the market is knowing the people who grow your food, like, and talking to them about, you know, whatever, whether it's what kind of pesticides they use or what their soil's like and all that. I mean, we've got some farmers that it's multiple generations. And so developing a relationship with the people who provide your food is one of the best parts that I think about for the market.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's, you know, it's funny. I did art shows pretty much around the country for about 25 years and did a lot of trading and all this stuff, and people always like, oh, that's such a nice plate. Oh, that's, you know, that's Mick, the potter from Paradise. This is, and they're like, well, everything in your house, you have a story to it. It's like, because I know the person that made it.
Yeah.
I have a connection to that person, and it's cool. And it's like, hey, man, I know the cheesecake guy. This is Ryan's cheesecake. How do you like it? You know? So it's important. And it makes Chico Chico. It's just one of those things that we're blessed with to be up here in this time, to have so much variety and diversity and abundance, yet a personal connection to where it comes from.
Yeah, totally. You know, I mean, especially now, right, because it can feel isolating being in your house so much. But going to a place like the farmer's market and knowing the people that are making what you're going to eat, like that's a connection that you couldn't get anywhere else at you know, most supermarkets. And so it's a chance to go somewhere and connect with people, even though you're going to keep your distance a little bit right now.
Yeah. No, it's like, hey, there's Sarah from Chico Chai. You know, it's like, it's great. And if you haven't made those connections with people and you go into the market, stop and talk to them. You'll be amazed. And, you know, what is it? 1 or 2 degrees of separation kind of thing, right?
Yeah. That's what
always amazes me. No matter where we, whenever my wife and I travel, wherever we go, you stop and talk to people, and there's always a Chico connection. It's like, what is going on? It's like, no, this guy's grandmother lives around the corner from me. Are you kidding me? So
it's a small world, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Hey, man, thank you so much. And we're glad to hear that things are happening at the market. So regular hours, if you want some gloves, stop at the manager's booth, which is at the corner of Wall and 3rd?
Yes.
Yeah, right there on the corner of Wall and 3rd. And be patient. Give people plenty of room. And
Can I give one last plug?
Yes, please.
Many folks in the community, you know, as things are unpredictable and people may be losing their jobs and seeking unemployment, the Center for Healthy Communities, CHC, they do a great program at the market called Market Match. And so folks can actually double their food stamps by coming to the market and talking to the folks at their tent and use that to buy fresh fruits and veggies.
Really?
Yeah, it's really fantastic. And so if folks are, you know, finding themselves in a new situation and they've got to make ends meet in a way that they might not have had to before, the CHC is there to help connect you with those resources, explain their program, and then provide access to the farmer's market.
And are they set up at a particular location week after week?
Their booth is right next to the manager's booth.
Okay. And the name of the group again?
Center for Healthy Communities.
Healthy. So they'll match your food stamp card.
Yep, up to $20.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Cool. Hey, thanks for bringing that up. That's good news.
Yeah, it is good news. Yeah. They have a great program.
All righty. Again, thanks for taking time for being with us, and we'll see you at the market.
All right, great. See you Saturday. Thank you.
All righty. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All righty. You've been listening to Butte Views and Beyond. We're going to take a little musical break here, and let's see. What do I got for you guys? I'm trying to, you know, I'm dipping into my jazz profile today, and I think we'll go with something recognizable. Oh, All right, little Herbie Man there with doing What I Say, you know, Ray Charles tune with none other than Dwayne Allman on guitar. Yes, indeed, from Push Push. Came out in 70 or 71, I think early 71 that came out. One of my favorite records back in college. I know that helped change my whole perspective on music. Thank you, Joel Love, for making me aware of that album, for having it, and then I had to run out and buy it. So there you go. If you're out there in Newton, Iowa, love you, bud. All righty, Butte Views and Beyond, made possible, of course, by you, the KZFR supporter, and by White Glove House of Fire. They sell, install, and maintain wood, gas, and pellet stoves, including Lopi and FPX Heath products and Kamado grills. White Glove House of Fire is located at 1328 Thornton Tree Drive, out there by the airport in Chico. And their website is whitegloveChimney.com. And we also want to thank Square Deal Mattress Factory, making handcrafted mattresses in Chico since 1920. Square Deal offers bedding, furniture, upholstery, and mattresses. Square Deal showroom is located at 1354 Humboldt Avenue and is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Details at SquareDealMattress.com. And again, thanks to all of our underwriters. It's going to be rough roads ahead here for a little while. So when you need goods or services, please go to that KZFR website, KZFR.org. I know you know it. And click on the underwriters tab on the homepage, and you'll find a list of all of the underwriters and links to their website or Facebook page. So you can check them out, make sure they're open, and check out what they have, and let them know you heard about them right here on KZFR. It's going to be really important to keep these jobs thriving in the community in the next couple of months. And it's more important than ever to shop local and keep the money in the pockets of your friends, neighbors, and the best friend you haven't met yet. So keep that in mind and share it with your friends, too. This is a time when we could really make a difference by focusing a little more on the community, each other through healthy practices and social distancing, and, of course, also by supporting each other, not just financially, but mentally, and, you know, reach out. Make those calls. Call that friend you haven't talked to forever because you didn't have the time. I know I'm guilty of that all the time. But guess what? We have a lot of time. So I know there'll be a lot of garage cleaning going on and yard work. Everybody's going to have spectacular gardens this year and super clean houses. And when you're cleaning out those garages, if there's stuff you don't need, there's a number of organizations that would gladly take them from you, including Habitat for Humanity, Arc of Butte County, Goodwill, on and on and on. And if you're having that garage sale, make a little extra money, buy local produce, and keep that stuff rolling right here in the community. Alrighty, I think that's about it for me. Everybody have a nice evening. Beautiful. It's going to be a beautiful sunset today. And keep the faith. We will get through this. We will survive. We will be stronger for it. And we'll see you next time here on Butte Views and Beyond.